Hello, and welcome to the Straight Up Games podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Straight Up Games podcast. This is episode 40, is it?
Yes, because you're 40.
Okay, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Sean,
there's knee need.
Mom!
We're no longer a guys in their 30s podcast.
Lee is being mean.
Bill.
Should we just keep going?
Sorry.
Well, we should.
We should.
We're back yet again for another week of gaming banter. Special edition of the show this week as we talk about the Game Awards. Yes, Lee Carrick is correct. I am now 40. I can no longer classify myself as a white male in his 30s doing a podcast anymore. So I'm now in the minority. So fuck you too.
Most people have normally given up by your age.
Retired, that's it. We've got a good show for you this week. It's the Game Awards. This coming Thursday.
Full stop.
Jeff hasn't got it anymore. We've got the rights. Yeah.
Jeff's got loads of crack in that to share on Thursday, apparently. So we're going to do a bit of a predictions round. We're going to skip sort of normal setup of the show this week, just to run through some predictions of what we think we're going to see on Thursday. So the day this episode comes out, if you listen to it on release day, you'll sort of hear some of the thoughts that we have and where we think the show is going to go. And then next week we're going to follow up with a sort of a roundup and a catch up on what was revealed, what did win some awards, and kind of what we think of that. So, normal kind of formula out the way for this week. I know I had a bit of a catch up random episode last week because it's been a while since we've done this, but we're very much looking forward to getting back into the normal routine of things. We've got a few new feature ideas we're going to run through, so stay tuned for that in the next couple of weeks. But for now, I think we should get stuck right into some of the Game Awards stuff we want to talk about, namely first some predictions of what we think we're going to see at the show. We're going to have a bit of a chat, some predictions. It's probably one of my favourite times of the year next to Christmas, talk about predictions and stuff we're going to see at big video game conferences.
Yeah. And I'm being wrong!
Yes.
I like the Game Awards for that though, because it feels like you're at the end of the year, so people have got it out of their system. So this really is like the blank slate for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this always feels... not just because everyone's getting credit where credit's due, but like for the announcements side of things, it feels like the big one.
It's
now.
More hopes and dreams.
Yeah, it is. And then when June comes around, we've already had shareholder meetings and stuff like that, so we can predict that a bit more. It's not like the old days.
Yeah, very true. I think it's... I think with Jeff, because when he announced the Xbox, everybody was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
This is actually really serious.
Hold the phone.
Well, the Game Awards have been around a long time. And it's taking different formats throughout the years, but he's definitely gathering his momentum now on people saying, oh, we've got something for you, Jeff, here. So it'll be good to sort of thrash through some of the ideas that we've got. I've got quite a list I've sort of sat and made today, but I guess where you guys want to pick up start and think, what are you going to say? He said he's going to ditch the world premiere thing. That's gone.
Which that's devastating. It'd be like Halo dropping a headshot.
Yeah.
Just doesn't want it.
Over.
Yeah. That's a bit wrong.
It also ruins so many bingo cards that people have prepared.
That's very true. We've got one of those.
I hope he changes it with just a different phrase, but exactly the same crack.
Yeah.
Global exclusive. Yeah.
First look.
You've never seen this before.
What the fuck is that?
Wait, is that? No, it's not.
Which is not Banjo-Kazooie.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll kick off.
Go on then.
Because we've got one that we know is going to happen. Baldur's Gate 3 is going to get an Xbox date.
Oh, yeah.
That, to me, is far too boring for the Game Awards, and so I think they might announce DLC at the same time for next year. They've just released a massive update, like properly big, hairy
patch
one.
Patch 5.
Yes, 30 gig. It adds an epilogue to the game.
Which is
an epilogue.
As far as a free update goes, that's like outstanding. It also
an
means that.
And also realistic jiggle physics.
Yes.
Jiggle physics.
Dead or alive.
Off of Louis Theroux. My money to jiggle, jiggle. Wiggle, wiggle. Who knows? I think it'll be DLC, because then Xbox is getting like the chunky release with everything as it should have been or is. Yet to be seen if the Series S can keep up with that. We know that it hasn't got local co-op, and that's the
apparently the news is good news, I think, because there's loads of optimizations coming in patch 5.
Right.
That are because they've had to try and shoehorn it into the Series S.
Fair enough. It
allegedly runs much better on all platforms because they've done like cool optimization where they've been able to do like ridiculous new RAM compression algorithm.
Well, let's hope that they don't re-review it, because it might get a few more points and knock all the top 10 lists, Scooey. But yeah, I do think there's more than just an announcement of a date, because I feel like that's a total waste. If you're a PlayStation gamer or a PC gamer, you've been playing this for a little while now. So for them to waste a slot on an Xbox date, that just doesn't feel like that's how they'll use that. So that's my first.
Very good. Carrick?
Good shout. I suppose it's kind of in Predictionsville, but people have been getting post off Sega.
Oh, they have, yeah. That's about a bit weird.
A new era.
Dreamcast 2.
I wish.
Only, if only.
Could you imagine? Ahead of its time?
Crazy Taxi.
We're just going to join the hardware.
I wish.
But allegedly, because I went back on Twitter very briefly, apparently it's gotten a lot of fighting game people.
Right.
So the rumour is that it might be Virtua Fighter.
I would take that. I had hoped for a little bit more. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of fuss for Virtua Fighter.
It does seem like a lot of fuss for that. And so my two things for what it could be was we'll finally get the Sega streaming service, which is meh. But one of my predictions is also the PSVR kit shifter for Christmas, whichever game they announced that shifts the units. It would be cool if they did a virtual arcade, like a Sega Mega Collection for PSVR 2. Arcade cab, your fighting games.
Fully
PSVR.
It's Sega Rallying. I like that.
I think that would be lush. Cool. Probably not going to happen. Probably is Virtual Fighter, but let's see.
PlayStation being PlayStation, though, they would provide you also with a coin slot, so you could put a pound in, which they'll take.
And by coin, you mean no.
It'll be a virtual coin slot, but the plastic coin you'll get will have NFC built into it, so when it passes through, it immediately charges a fiver to your PlayStation Network account.
We're talking like they would include the coin.
Oh, that's true.
I think the coin would be 60 quid and boxed separately.
No, you get limited edition ones, sold separately.
Yeah.
Coin plates.
Just for confirmation, we're not flashing PlayStation.
No, we're not. We're not. Thank you for everything that you did.
We'll talk about this in the next sort of normal format, but they're in the news for lots of very wrong reasons at the minute.
Yes.
But yeah. So, okay, here's one for me. I think we get an update on the Clockwork Revolution.
Yeah.
Exiles game. That's
pretty safe. Exiles new shooter. Very Bioshocky. Got announced last year.
Or in Twitter Zile, as they call themselves now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably this game's been rated quite recently, probably in South Korea or Brazil.
Oh, really?
Because that's where all the announcements come out of. So, yeah, apparently some ratings kicking about, yeah. I know Phil's said that stay tuned for the Game Awards. He's excited. He's going to be there. He's excited to see what people's reactions are and what they're going to show. But I think that's possibly one of the lineup that's possibly a little bit further down the road than we think.
And they seem to be doing a fair amount, because there was I can't remember the name of the con that was in Brazil. And they've done quite a lot around that in terms of like interviews and press circuits and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So it feels like they've gotten quite a lot of admin out the way for then to be something else rather than just be silent and then they do something. Because they were talking about, what was it? Like stuff like Halo and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
like the big update for that has been announced this week and released this week if they had an out to show. They could probably shoehorn that into their Game Awards spot, whatever it might be. So it feels like there should be at least something meaningful.
You'd hope so.
A note on that as well is like, it feels like Jeff said there's a lot of new games, a lot of space for new games that we're probably not expecting. So then, like, that's something to think about. And if Phil's chatting his work up, then it must be a lot of stuff that we don't actually know about.
That's what you want?
Yeah, absolutely.
New stuff.
I hate it. I was like, we're going to have all of these big reveals, and then all of the announcements get announced in blog posts and stuff like that. And stuff.
Well, yeah, like, the blog post stuff. And one of my predictions is on the back of a blog post announcement this year, which was for the Division 3.
I forgot
about
that.
So Ubisoft put out a blog post for Division 3, I think we might see that.
Yeah, I think something. Ubisoft are going to have a lot of...
Well, we're clearly supposed to see Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition.
Yeah, that's
whatever it is.
The typical Ubisoft fashion that slipped out.
Was it a strategic leak and we see actual sequel?
Nah.
So that drums up the interest? No?
Nah.
Doesn't exist, man.
Nah. I agree.
Skull and Bones, however.
Skull and Blokes. Yeah.
That's coming out now, isn't it?
Bull and Scones.
Bull and Scones.
Bull and Scones.
Excellent name for afternoon tea joint.
Weren't they the teenage baddies in the school in Power Rangers?
I don't know, were they?
Yeah. Well, if you've got Division, potentially Skull and Bones, and probably a whole host of things that people go, right?
Remember when they announced that art platform with Elijah Wood? Just, like, get put your pictures in Beyond Good and Evil 2.
No.
The release is like, it was a big E3 thing where they launched a website where you could like create graffiti and submit it so that they would include it in the world of Beyond Good and Evil 2. Whatever happened to that?
That is absolutely berserk.
Yeah.
Well, I hope. I can live in hope. Let's hope that Beyond Good and Evil actually comes.
Skull and Bones.
Oh, actually, hang on. Before we move on, Graham, do you just want to mention the Skull and Bones comic?
If everybody isn't aware, there is a Skull and Bones comic available now. Where the game might not be, but the Skull and Bones comic is, if you want to.
Available at all good retailers, but mostly bad ones.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. You heard it here first, or second, or third.
On a good things that could come out of PlayStation announcements bit.
Any games,
I think, in typical PlayStation fashion, it's probably going to be the same games, but again, and I think it'll be God of War Ragnarok's DLC with Atreus. I'd like to see it as a standalone, like Horizon did, you know, where it was like a half a game.
Yeah.
Because it's that everything's there. It does. And I think it was left in such a way that you could go, I'll take that. I'll take a standalone. Mm-hmm. I'll pay 30 quid, let's be honest, it'll be 50 quid.
Like, has there been any info at all? Is it actually happening? Is there going to be?
Well,
there's just been teasers of stuff, but.
Yeah.
And, like, this, Sony are very good at keeping things quiet. They're very good at preventing leaks. And unless, you know, we've had a couple of bits and pieces leak, like, a couple of days earlier, The Last of Us Part 2 remastered coming out. That leaked a couple of days early. Yeah.
A joke.
But.
Will that be there?
Have you seen the meme where it's the screenshot of. What's it called? Ellie lying in the bed, and it's the lighting one where she's laid down in the bed, and the lighting's slightly different between the two. And the meme's the guy where he's like looking at the camera from the left, looking slightly bedraggled, and then looking at the camera from the right, but with a toothpick in his mouth, so he looks classy.
But God of War.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, there's a whole lot of that world that still needs to be explored. There's a story there for sure. I think it's because we don't know what's coming out of PlayStation, presumably it's not going to be anything new. I think it's a perfect fit.
I think Wolverine.
That's on my list. I think we'll see Wolverine. We've been title screened at this point. I think we'll be a little bit more teased, but not a lot more than that.
I don't know.
I do Wolverine. Think.
Because it's heavily rumoured to not be next year, isn't it?
I think Wolverine is probably part of Sony's one of their keystone releases when that comes out for them to.
I just think we'll get a little bit extra.
You got a blog post, man.
Like probably.
Obviously, all the important things.
I do think they've got it in them to cast Hugh. So I think, and you
can imagine,
Jeff loves a celebrity, so they might get like a voice bit as a teaser, like no more than say 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Another title, bit of voice, off we go.
Okay.
I'm really not expecting a lot, but I do think it'll be there just to keep everyone going.
Okay.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. We're going to see Hellblade?
Yes.
Because
I've been at every single Game Awards.
It's the Hellblade show.
Well, wasn't it it's every 2 years, isn't it, that we've seen something? It got announced, then 2 years later we saw something, and then it's going to be 2 years at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
So, presumably.
Surely it's a date.
It's got to be a date. It'll be next year.
Because
if Phil's coming out.
It'll be the September game next year.
Yeah. If Phil's coming out and saying that he's going to pack a punch without saying he's going to pack a punch. That to me says that they're going to stick to their promise of a big game every, whatever they said,
quarter.
So then you've got Hellblade, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest one they could possibly go for.
They have sort of already confirmed what the four are for next year. And it's Towerborn, which to me, that's like double A at best. B game, so I don't see that being one of the big temples, so I don't know whether that gets switcherooed. There's Hellblade, and I can't remember what the other two
Obsidian's
were.
Game, the RPG.
Avowed,
yeah.
Is that next? Oh, I think that'll be good, you know.
I've got on my list, because we saw, I'm sure it was the Game Awards,
the smaller one.
The Outer Worlds 2.
Mm-hmm.
We found out they were doing that. Mm-hmm. Didn't work, they get at the Game Awards.
Obsidian, it was just like that little so cool.
I know. Well, that's why I'm like, is it that or is it the other one? Like, which one do they bring? Surely not both. Or maybe they do. Maybe they do a duel.
He's the Obsidian half hour.
Yeah. This just in, more Obsidian. Yeah.
So I've got in here, just while we're on the theme of Xbox, does Square Enix do something to show their kind of solidarity with Xbox? That they're doing, like, they're happy to sort of play ball now?
Have we got the same list? I had in my list that Phil comes on stage with the Game Pass offering, because they normally do, right. Here are the games that are coming to Game Pass. And as we mentioned in the chat, in our little personal group chat, not with everyone who's listening, sorry, we'll invite you if you want. there was a big announcement, well, not a big announcement, but a bunch of games right before the Game Awards that went into Game Pass or are coming to Game Pass.
It's good dump of games there.
It was a very decent dump of games. And I think Phil might stand up and go, here are some cool ones coming that weren't on that list. And included in that, I think it's probably going to be all the Final Fantasy games that dropped off when they all fell out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring them back.
Yeah, I think that would be nice to see on the catalogue.
Do you reckon that? Oh, because that would be quite cool if they put the Pixel remasters in.
It would, wouldn't it?
Because it was 7 through 15 were on, minus the online ones.
Yes. That's
that would,
right.
That would be pretty cool then.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it's a global stage, that.
Yeah, like,
sort of,
and it is the perfect way to do that.
Again.
Yeah.
Double thumbs up.
Christmas cards coming your way.
Yeah.
Is what was the exclusivity? The exclusivity window on Final Fantasy 16. It was quite short, wasn't it?
Good question.
Don't know, but it's been announced for PC, so it's coming out on PC. You know, one of my lines here is in line with the PC release. They've said they're going to do DLC, so I think we'll get a look at some DLC for 16. But I don't know what the window was for Sony's exclusivity.
Fair enough.
Probably worth a look. But yeah, I think they'll do a DLC announcement for that on Square Enix.
I think we'll see some more Final Fantasy VII 2.0.2.
Rebirth.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I do. I think just more of the same. Like, just.
I mean, what more do you need after you've seen Red 13, Ride of Chocobo? That's
fair,
all you, that's all you need.
Fair.
Sold. I had some Game Pass sizzle on here.
Go on, then.
But I thought that they might do some Game Pass sizzle with also the confirmation of this rumoured family plan. Have they announced that? Is that in the wild?
It disappeared.
Yeah, okay.
It was being trialled and it vanished in September time where it was rolled back.
I know this is very Xboxy, but you'd think that an opportunity there to maybe sort of say welcome your family into the ecosystem. We've just scooped up all of these studios.
Does that come with an announcement of where else you can play Xbox?
On your fridge.
Because remember he dropped the I forget the line, but everyone went into meltdown saying it was going to be on PlayStation and Nintendo. When that absolutely was never going to be the case.
Yeah.
Or at least not for PlayStation.
That blatantly is the long-term strategy.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
So
and I could see it happening with Nintendo first.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo and them have got that partnership that they talk about all the time, even though we see nothing come out of it.
They're across the road from each other. They just wave.
Yeah, they
that's
do.
The partnership. They just wave at each other.
Morning, Microsoft. Morning, Nintendo. And that's what they do as the papers get thrown off the bike. And so if that's the case, it makes sense if Phil goes, you can now play Game Pass games on, insert thing, you can now play them on here, and here's the family plan and you can get them cheaper.
Did they announce Samsung tellies at last year's? No, because they weren't there at all, were they, last year? When did they announce the Samsung telly stuff?
Of course, last year they skipped Jeff because of all the court case and that.
Yeah. So they were in the audience, though, which was hilarious, remember?
But we talked about this last year. Sony weren't there in a big way. It was all mainly third-party stuff.
It was,
Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting then to see how they use that as a platform.
Is it just Phil or is it Phil and Cole?
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know if they're on stage.
I doubt it.
Oh, they've just given Jeff video packages.
They will be there, and they've said that they'll be that they are. You know, they're going to be at the Game Awards in a big way,
right?
Or in a way. I don't think they want to hype it up too much. But Sarah Bond caused a fuss on Twitter, as she sometimes does, because she just posts stuff.
Yeah.
And she, with zero context, posted the Xbox 360 logo.
Oh, I saw that. Like, she likes doing that.
The silver 360 orb.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just posted that. So
I can hear that image in my head.
Yeah. Talking to everybody at home.
The internet have decided that that means that they're going to do 360 back catalogue Activision Blizzard edition.
Ah, okay.
Because the only reason they stopped is because they run out of licenses.
Yep.
Whereas now
Transformers.
Yeah. And Hasbro are obviously mad for that happening, so...
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. And if they like, you know, shoehorn in some other back compatibility features, because there was... As well as FPS boost, we were supposed to get res boost.
Oh, of course, yeah.
On
yeah.
Xbox One games. That would be pretty special. Well, it wouldn't, because no one will notice. But it would be a headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good shout.
Just like some weird featurey platformy stuff tagged on the end.
And if that's the big package of like Game Pass games plus family plan plus back catalogue, that's like a trifecta of
Old service dump.
Yeah.
Everyone likes a dump.
Exactly. Especially when it's big.
How much is Game Pass these days?
I've no idea.
$12.99 a month.
I just empty my bank account.
For standard or ultimate?
For ultimate. $12.99
a month. I forget that there's two different versions.
I don't know why I pay for ultimate.
Because it's better in every way.
Because
I've got no PC.
You pay for ultimate because if you paid for just console Game Pass, you don't get online multiplayer.
Yeah. Ultimate Xbox Live and Game Pass.
I need to tell you about
and
this
And then
thing.
Also PC.
And PC. PC but Core is just games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Core's some games. Game Pass is...
All games. Everybody needs to tear it up and just do what Nintendo are doing.
Aye.
Yeah. Nintendo Online. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Yes,
please. You get loads of shit for now. Yeah, okay.
There's the expansion pass and then the specific.
Well, they're included, aren't they? Well, that's it. Do you want retro games? No.
But it's still
just
two tiers,
this one.
Though. $17.99 or £35.
True.
Yeah.
Like
$34.99.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do we please see, be before excited. We move on to Xbox, please be excited. Or away from Xbox, do we have console announced reprieve? And do we see the new machines?
Well, they're not.
I don't think so.
Doing it. They're not doing a console, so they've said. Oh, they're not doing
an
upgrade.
It's leaked.
But they have.
Like, there'll be a design refresh.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the Xbox Series X and a half, but there's nothing to say that it won't be the Xbox Series X Mini.
Mm.
Like the PlayStation, which I think PlayStation now actually call the Slim.
What,
Mini? I think there's been official things come out that the PlayStation 5 Slim is now actually called the Slim.
Oh,
rather
okay,
than just the new PS5.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know,
even though it is a
them.
Direct replacement, they've been the old SKU.
Yeah. There's nothing to stop them doing that, and that's obviously what got leaked was the...
Yeah.
The tube. The X tube. That's the website you don't want to go on, I assume.
Don't Google that.
Yeah, probably.
I'm guessing anyway.
Fair enough.
One would assume...
To me, the only thing is if they do a refresh of the Series X, what does that mean for the Series S? Because if they're doing a slim of the S...
Well, there was a refresh of that as well with all the Wi-Fi 6 gubbins and stuff, and it was just the same shell.
Yeah, it was.
But with some updated innards.
Right.
And that awful-looking placker controller.
I think I've blanked out the leaks in my head, which is exactly what they want.
It is. It's what they want, you think.
That means that it worked.
It's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
No, fair. The only other thing that I had from a potential Xbox point of view, and this is based on something that you shared. Well, obviously, Banjo-Kazooie. But I think that'll be next year now that Phil's mentioned it.
The words Banjo have come out of his mouth.
Yeah. It's like Beetlejuice if he says it two more times. But
if he comes on stage, if he is on stage and he's just got like a honeycomb and a red feather.
He will as well, won't he, the little shit?
Yeah.
He absolutely will.
I'm unfollowing you,
I think
bastard.
Coalition might, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
They've been sat on the hands for a while, not sat on the hands. They've been quiet for a while.
They have been quiet. They've been doing some Unreal Tech stuff, though, I think.
Unreal Tournament.
Oh.
Epic announced that and then just went, that doesn't matter.
I know, yeah.
Mm. Can we just talk about this Fortnite event very quickly? That is absolutely mental.
It is crackers.
I wish I played
Fortnite Multiverse.
Just for seeing that.
I'm a massive fan of Fortnite.
As an outsider looking in, to see that as an event in a game, go how have you pulled that off?
Do you know what's really bad though? Is like they did the event and then they announced the three games in the Fortnite multiverse of it, and it was like, and they will also be called there will also be Rocket Racing.
Yes.
And I was like, all right. And then I saw Rocket Racing written down in the font.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right. And then I saw the box art, which has got a car of a distinct design. And I went, all right. And it's only until I read by Psyonix that I went, oh, yeah, Rocket League.
I wish they'd kept the original name. What did the first and second ones have? It was like, I don't know, Hyper Rocket Exploding Jumpy Bouncy Cars Man. Or something like that. It had a daft name. And I wish they'd kept that, because Rocket League is a bit tame compared to... But Rocket Racing looks great. All in my head, it's just the Hot Wheels games. But Rocket League, right? Yeah.
Presumably. I assume so, with all the skins and Microsoft interactions.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be cool if your Rocket League and your Rocket Racing skins...
Yeah. Well, they've just took trading out of Rocket League. So, and everyone's kicking off. Because like, that was a huge part of it. Obviously, you unlock your loot. And if you don't want to keep the loot, you can trade it for other loot. And they've taken that out, which seems a weird thing to do. Maybe. Presumably there's an Epic Games track editor in there, and that's what's going to be the big draw, because that'll be fun.
I wonder if we'll see some of that. The Game Awards, some Epic Games.
I hope so.
Because obviously the new Fortnite season's come out, and they tend to show a trailer, don't they, for Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe they Fall Guys, maybe they elaborate on that a little bit.
GTA 6 knockoff graphic as well.
Yeah. Well, did the new season pass announcement come out, or was that actually just leaks? With Peter Griffin and Snake, because that could be a Game Awards.
Well, it's out. It's in the wild now, isn't it? Because there's video of the Peter Griffin meme, which is
superb. Sure. I think that is excellent, by the way.
Really funny.
I just hope he stays there all game.
Yeah, and there's just thousands of them.
Yeah.
In the band.
Every player is Peter Griffin.
Coalition was my last Xbox shout before we move on. I'd like to see Gears 2 remade after Gears 1. Was done so well.
I just need the Marcus Fenix collection.
They do? Yeah, they absolutely do.
Which would be rumoured for forever.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Rumoured for forever. Make
it happen. I'd like to know what they're doing with their lives.
Okay. We've gone a bit of a scattergun approach to this, but we'll just keep going.
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Throw darts at the wall.
Yeah. So, back to Blue Corner, PlayStation. I've got here that we'll see Death Stranding 2.
Absolutely. Again. That's on my list as well.
Yeah. It was revealed last year at the Game Awards.
There's only so many times Jeff can
have a...
tickle his arse.
Chat with me,
mate. Yeah. You have just all had a dead exciting chat with me, mate. Get off his balls, Jeff.
Have you switched friends, that, Jeff? Oh, I'm pleased you asked.
I'm pleased you asked. It's the one who likes movies and eating out. Great. Fucking same shit every show. Come on, man. Imagine if he just from out of nowhere had like acquired the rights to Silent Hill and he's going to just do one on his own and just takes it away from someone and just goes,
and what's his first turn?
Screw Metal Gear, screw everything. I'm doing Silent Hill and Konami odd. And Jeff gets to announce it all.
Yeah, you're
just because after all this time, what is he? What are they actually doing other than just going, we're mates? Shut up, man. Grow up. Sorry, carry on.
So Kojima comes on stage. Death Stranding 2.
And the crowd goes wild.
Or he comes on and says, this is the thing I'm doing for Xbox. So
maybe that would be big.
Two sides of a coin there, maybe.
That would be big.
Yeah.
I'd very much like him to come out and go, I had nothing to do with that Metal Gear collection. Thank you very much.
And just bow and then off he goes.
Yeah.
Or he walks onto the stage, blanks Jeff and walks off.
Just with the V's up.
Yeah.
Like they've got a little chat planned. And he just, Jeff gets confused because he doesn't come up with his translator. And he just walks past him.
Yeah. Yeah, God.
Yeah.
Then a cut to VT. I'd love Jeff's that. Be sad.
I've got Bloodborne on my list.
Have you? Remake.
Not a new one, because they don't love it that much, but it's just about time.
Do love remastering games.
They really do, and yet, Bloodborne's just sitting out there at 30 frames.
That's absolutely terrible.
It is. It is, and yet we're getting The Last of Us 18.
But isn't it just FromSoft are too busy?
They've just released Armored Core.
Armored Core, aren't they supposed to be doing Elden Ring DLC?
Yeah,
they are, but they've said that that's for next year, haven't they?
Yeah, the U-Tree or something it's called?
Yeah.
U-Tree? I don't remember what it's called. Erd-Tree.
Yeah, that middle one.
The Turd Tree.
Less about that, the better.
Elden Ring, the Turd Tree.
Yeah. But yeah, I think... Bloodborne, yeah. I mean, everybody wants it. It would sell like hotcakes. PlayStation is sitting an absolute goldmine waiting to happen.
I actually would 100% buy it for the PS5. I'd pay £70.
Using the Demon Souls engine.
Well, yeah, exactly. I paid £70 for that, and I would pay it again. There's not many games I'd pay £70 for. That's one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
What other stuff? Do you reckon we'll see some more Marathon?
I did wonder this, but I think Bungie have had to come out twice and say, well, sorry, we're delaying the final shape twice.
Yeah.
Oh, then go, meanwhile, we're making another game.
As soon as the logo shows up on screen, just the crowd go, boo.
Well,
boo,
that's the thing, they're supposed to be building another game as well, aren't they?
They've got this. They are.
Witches and Wizards RPG thing.
It feels a bit like, you know, when Ubisoft move everyone onto a different game, but don't finish the other one.
Yeah.
It feels like...
Sounds like me and DIY Project.
It feels like Bungie have done that, where they've gone like, yep, that's in a good place, we're going to move up these new projects now, and then just Destiny's on fire in the corner, and they've gone,
it's fine.
Maybe send some back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Destiny, it's clear that they're trying to work towards a roadmap of Sunset and Destiny 2 with this final DLC. And if it's not right, it's not right. And Bungie have come on and said, listen, we're sorry, we messed up, we want to make this up. You know, it needs to go out with a bang. Because just the sheer amount of time people have ploughed into that game over the course of how many years? When did Destiny 2 come out?
God, we were still 2 on 3.
Well, Destiny came out in 2013 because it was an Xbox One launch title.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 10 years old now.
It's bonkers. Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm keen to see what they do with Marathon. I thought the trailer was fantastic when we saw it, but I think it's possibly
DLC
just the wrong time.
Snickers.
Marathon eats some nuts. Doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't.
You know, when you're angry.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Not allowed them. PlayStation VR 2, Half-Life Alyx, the end.
Again. Another show.
Nah, I'm just going to go with this.
They've got a unit shifter. I just don't know what it is. If they haven't got a unit shifter that gets announced in the Game Awards, they're in trouble.
I thought there was
on the 360, that was good.
Oh, yeah, there was.
I'm sure that's supposed to be coming.
No,
out.
EA.
No, because EA are making an Iron Man game.
Yes, right, yeah.
But I thought there was supposed to be an Iron Man VR 2, or have I made that up?
I don't know. The first one didn't do very well.
Must be that. Must be
the need to move into this format of killer app, killer app, killer app, rather than this shovelware approach of here's another $4.99 game for you to play where you throw balls at a skill.
But like they've tried, didn't they? The Horizon game supposed to try that, or was that just another experience?
Yeah, well, everyone finished it and then went, I'll never play that again, but it was very good.
Anyone said anything about it since?
No.
Yeah.
They need something, and they will have a unit shifter, but I couldn't tell you what it's going to be. Yeah. Half-Life Alyx is the easy win, but if I was Gabe, I'd be going, nah, you're not having it. Why would he? You can buy, is it the Vive that you can buy through the Steam shop?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would you fund PlayStation?
Well, you'd buy Steam VR, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's an easy win.
It is for PlayStation.
But it's for Steam because it's installed this.
I think the folks who buy...
Would you like some money for this? People up there that's got... No. All right.
Well, I just think that for the amount of people who buy a PSVR 2 without Half-Life Alyx, that is not a good pitch to make to someone like Steam. Gabe, essentially. Yeah. Where you go, no one's bought them yet, but the might if you give us your best game, you'd go, nah.
No, if they want to play my best game.
They'll buy a headset for the PC, and then they'll buy more games through my shop because they've got the headset. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. So instead, we'll probably get The Last of Us remastered VR.
Why not? Sony being very candid about the numbers and stuff and sales figures for VR too, and it seems to sort of be sitting in the back.
We'll put it this way, how many people do you know with one?
I don't know, anybody want? I've seen one in CEX.
Same. I haven't even seen one in CEX. No. I've never seen one in the wild.
No, it's...
I've seen one in CEX.
Yeah.
And there you go.
But, we touched on this in the last show about... Get off topic a little bit, but no, we're kind of not, but the last show we talked about PlayStation, sort of this strategy they've had of just releasing tons of hardware all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you think, they've released all of this stuff, and now how do you maintain that ecosystem to give you content to be able to get the most out of that stuff that you bought? But we'll possibly be a topic for the next kind of proper.
Who else is kicking about PlayStation Studios that we've not heard from for a while?
Insomniac.
Oh, we just
the Spider-Man 2.
That little game.
Good Insomniac. Not Spider-Man related.
It's good.
Insomniac.
Spider-Man 2 is very good.
Who's the...
Beyond and them. Quantic Dream.
Yeah.
They're not PlayStation, actually.
Press X Jason. No, they're not.
No, the Press X.
Are they not?
No, they're a free...
Yeah. Well, we've talked about Santa
Free
Monica.
Agent.
Free Agent.
We've talked about Santa Monica. Santa Monica have definitely got that coming out.
Now Guerrilla, obviously quiet, because they've released Horizon and...
So they'll be back in full-blown...
Bend? Do we get someone from Bend Studios? The Days Gone Folk?
We haven't heard from them for a while. Days Gone was released...
They're celebrating an anniversary quite recently, actually. They were talking about it on Twitter.
I remember saying that, yeah. Because they were like, well, there's not a lot to say.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Great talent.
Absolutely.
Because all the new studios are live service stuff that we've kind of saw bits and pieces from. Because there's that weird money game thing.
Oh, yeah. The arena shooter thing.
Shmup. Aye.
That's quite good, actually. I think it looks canny.
It's quite bling. I'm trying to think what other studios they've got kicking about.
Media Molecule's sort of fizzling away, isn't it?
Media Molecule must be due to release somewhat because the Sunset Dreams. And Dreams has been out for a while because it was the end of PS4 era. So you would think there would be the next. Oh, well, to be fair, Media Molecule have had a recent release and it was Tren and it was mint.
Yeah. Oh, what about a new Astrobot?
I would absolutely love that.
Astrobot's
what if you have
reboot?
To buy the PlayStation Portal to play it?
I would throw the portal. I would buy it and throw it in the sea.
I'll tell you who. Housemarque.
Yes, Returnal.
The Returnal people. So Returnal came out last window. February. Past February.
It was a release window game, I'm sure, Returnal. It was early. PS5.
So that's been in the wild now, nearly a couple of years. So who knows what they're going to do.
Mm.
But then, you know, it's a...
But then again, I was going to say PlayStation don't turn up to these things, but they did sidle on stage to do the release date for Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Now, we literally know nothing.
No, we know zero.
Yeah, yeah. Bluepoint, what are they doing?
Here's a unit shifter.
The remake, folks.
Obviously, so let's say that Half-Life Alyx is locked to PC.
I'm telling you.
What if they do a Resistance or a Killzone and go, well, we've got our own version of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would actually consider buying a unit for that.
Well, that's
and
what
where
they
are
need.
Those franchises at?
How do they get Mickey to part with 578?
Resistance and Killzone would do it. If it was a full game, not if it was an experience. I'm not paying for an experience.
No.
But I'm paying for a game that's like Alyx, but in those universes, fine.
Killzone would fit really nice with that.
It would, yeah.
Mm. What if it's Knack? What if that's the game that you have to rummage around shelves?
I really
to find
enjoyed
bits Knack. To throw in Knack.
Knack was a good game, and I'll fight anyone to the death.
No, I finished Knack, it's just the NPCs looked weird.
Yeah, they did.
Bluepoint. I mentioned them briefly before. What are they doing? So, Bluepoint are the guys.
Bluepoint
they did Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls remake. What was the last thing
they
did?
Oh, so they. What did they do before that?
It was another remake, I'm sure.
Okay, so they're a remake studio, in which case
that was
then Bloodborne.
Were acquired.
Right, yeah.
So I think Demon's Souls was kind of their proof in the pudding type release.
We can
do it. They were bought around that time.
And there's not many remakes that are better than that. It was perfect.
No, they did the Nathan Drake collection. They did PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. They did the Metal Gear Solid HD collection. They did the Ico and the Shadow of the Colossus collection.
Is that the double pack thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys have got a heritage of making really good remakes and sort of remasters, but what that looks like now, I don't know. I mean, they're ready to do something in.
Do you reckon we see any update on Knights of the Old Republic?
Nah, it's been binned.
I thought, it got completely written off, didn't it?
Well, yeah. It's only with the money. But seemingly Sony have got...
Well, Embrace, was it not?
We're not going to anymore. Yeah, it's an Embrace studio that are making it. It's Aspyr.
No. I think it's...
I'd like to, and that, you know, I love that game as much as I don't like Star Wars. I really did enjoy that game. Mm.
The Titanfall Gubbins that's been floating around.
Oh, I've got that on my list.
Oh, shit.
I've got that on my list.
That would be
so
sweet.
So I've got here. Just so moving on to third party. Moving on to third party.
There's a Titanfall.
Oh, my God.
I've said something big, new and big from EA.
So EA need it. Where
Titanfall
they been?
3.
Star Wars?
A Battlefield reboot or something new. But Titanfall 3. I mean, we had to get a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you'd need is just like a voice or something.
Just prepare Titanfall.
Just the noise of a drop.
BT's voice, like saying whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Oh,
I will stand up and applaud if that happens.
Yeah.
So just for the listeners, we're going to watch this all together.
Yes, this is true, yeah.
We've got some big good cut,
Social media blackout for 18 hours on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we're going to sort of watch it offline, but...
I'm going to dress up, I might wear a tux.
Nice. I'm hiring one for the week after, I'll see if I can bring that forward.
Titanfall 3, yes, please.
I would slow clap the hell out of that. Like,
to be fair, like it just announcements that are just a voice. Like, I can remember when they did when they announced Command and Conquer 3, and just, all it was a black screen, and then it just went, "Welcome back, Commander." Yes! And then it was shite.
That's how this works, Carrick.
It is, yeah.
This is how it works. Here's one for you. Oh, do that to sing in for a minute. Titanfall 3, yes, fucking please.
Yes, please.
So, Capcom have said, we're not done, there's some more stuff coming before next March.
Potential leak today from that.
Code Veronica?
Nope.
What was yours?
There was a leak today of a Resident Evil 4 remake related business getting leaked, rated somewhere.
Isn't that deal? It was not just the original DLC.
I think that's what it was supposed to be, yeah. It was like a all signal.
No, I think they've got something else with this leak.
Do you think?
Well, yeah. I don't know that it would be Code Veronica. Remakes.
They have a big release which is going to sell multiple million copies which is going to fill up the back end of the financial year.
And was that not the weird FromSofty vibes game though that they announced in the summer?
Is that the one with the cherry blossoms?
Yes, on the Xbox showcase, and it was very,
very pretty indeed.
Yeah,
I don't know. They know it's a surefire win to release a remake of a Resident Evil game now.
Yeah, this is true.
It does actually print.
Or do we get one again? Do we get one remake?
Riggity-riggity remake.
Yeah. I hate 2023.
No, you don't.
Oh, do
you don't, man.
Remember when you were a kid and you were like, oh my God, this brand new and original game is so good. What they're going to be like in years to come. Mm. The same. Literally the same games.
Yeah. They're coming again. Did Resident Evil 1 remake come out for?
GameCube
first.
No, the remake. Was that Xbox One and PS4?
It was an arcade game, wasn't it?
No, man.
Like when they remade the remake.
Resident Evil 1. Like recently, the new high definition remakes.
They haven't done one. They've only done two and three.
They did like it was the same game but just pretty, like a HD upgrade. But it wasn't like a redone.
What platform? What generation did two come out on? Resident Evil Remake 2.
Last generation.
PS4 and Xbox One.
So this was the joke I was trying to make.
Okay.
We need to make Resident Evil 2. Remake, remastered. That's what you need.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. What we've got... Well, the
no.
Well, they would have to do that first. They would have to do that first with the third game because it would be RE.
RE. Resident Evil.
That's the name of the next game. Resident Evil.
Jesus, you're welcome.
I would very much accept a Marvel vs. Capcom 4.
Oh, in the year of the beat 'em up.
Yeah,
Virtual Fighter really well. And Marvel vs. Capcom in the same year.
What year is this?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
But I would not accept a Marvel vs. Capcom remake.
Only arcades.
I'd take it. I'd go with arcade for that. Yeah. I'd go with arcade with no convincing whatsoever, though.
Nintendo.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a couple of bits for this.
So have I. You go first, because mine are mental.
Okay. My first one is the tease a couple of major GameCube re-releases. So they've done... They've done Pikmin. They've done Luigi's Mansion. Well, it's coming. Luigi's Mansion's coming. And...
Well, the 3DS one is.
Yeah, and Paper Mario. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think Beautiful Joe. Or... Eternal Darkness.
Of all the games I was expecting you to say there, I mean, I won it, but Beautiful Joe was not it.
Why not?
Have they even still got it?
I don't know.
Surely you would have been in Smash if they'd still got Beautiful Joe.
Don't know. Yeah, I absolutely love that. I'm biased because I love that game.
It was solid as well, but I did love it.
Yeah.
Eternal Darkness would be nice, but it's not Nintendo as we know them now, and I don't think they would release it for that reason.
Okay. Go on, Mickey. Here he goes. Pulling out the wild cards.
I think, so my question in my notes was, are Nintendo even there? Like, do we know if they're there or not? Because we know that they don't need the show at all. The show probably needs them a little bit.
They're going to run in, like a kid who's forgot to hand his homework in.
Jeff. Yeah. Just a little bit of paper.
Yeah.
And then Jeff,
Switch 2.
Jeff's going to read it, and he's going to go, announced 6 years ago, or was it 6 years Announced in 2017. Delayed 4 years later. And then it's been 2 years since we heard anything. Metroid Prime 4. And then he's just going to throw the microphone at the stage. And then another logo is going to appear. We'll never hear about it again.
If it's Switch 2 on the bit of paper and you Switch 2, brackets, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. So I've got Metroid Prime 4 as a potential. And we actually see something. Obviously, the last two Metroid games that came out were like just knock 'em deads.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is Mario Kart. And announced now to come out on the Super Switch before the console gets announced, because Nintendo like to do that. So this will be the cross-generational announcement that only comes out on the next platform.
Mario Kart next.
The mobile game.
I don't think I've really seen
the mobile game has been stripped. The booster pass is finished.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
There's nothing left to do. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I mean, yeah, why not? Absolutely. Why not?
And it needs to be a sequel to the best Mario Kart ever.
No pressure.
Double Dash.
Yeah.
Nah.
So you
said that just to annoy Graham.
It is the best Mario Kart. So there's, I wish I'd got the name of this website, right? But I found when I was doing a little bit of reading on this earlier that there was a poll on a forum of what the surprise is going to be at the Game Awards this year.
Right.
Here are the current poll standings.
Mm-hmm.
With 79 votes, Jeff drops a weird switch on the ground, but it doesn't break, it splits. Nintendo split reveal.
Nice.
With 60% of the votes, Half-Life 3 is cancelled.
Officially.
Can you imagine? This is brutal, and it has the most votes with 28.5%. Jeff will lay off his staff live on stage.
Oh,
it's very 2023.
That is, yeah.
Konami and Jeff are friends again over a weird, unexplained, and obscure pact. Just, okay. And then the surprise is GTA, because let's be honest, it probably is. And that leads me to my probably last one on my list. Even though the announcement comes out and we see the trailer, this is going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Actually, tomorrow.
91 seconds.
Wild. Enjoy. And a Genesis song got uploaded with a remix of a 91 second long version, so we pretty much know what that song is going to be. Anyway, I think we'll see something at the Game Awards still.
Yeah. I think it'll be a follow-up. I want there to be a follow-up, because when they announced 5, there was a trailer, and then there was a separate deep dive about stuff.
Yeah.
It was mainly GTA Online. That GTA Online trailer was mint, where you just peer out of a window, and then the jets fly past.
Yeah, like, I remember that.
It was everything that would wanted at that point. I think the split's going to be, here's the general
setting,
but I think the Game Awards might be, if the leaks are to be believed from all those years ago, and there's multiple cities, then an extra trailer for an extra city.
Okay.
But we shall see.
We shall
see. Exciting.
I forgot about that tomorrow. Please, you reminded us. So by the time you listen to this, we've seen it.
I've got it in my calendar.
Can I just say, I'm going to say now, oh my God, before I've even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
All I want them to do is absolutely nail the music.
So if it's going to be that Genesis track, they have.
Okay. They just need to nail the music. Cause when
well, they will. They always do.
I know they do. And the radio stations are always mint, but it's just part of the feel of what they do. And yeah,
I still, like, lodged in my brain in GTA Vice City, running people over at the 2 minutes to midnight.
It is.
Yeah, God. We have a few bits and pieces left over. Space Marine 2.
I don't think we'll see anything because it's been delayed now, and I think we'll see something at the opening night live instead.
What, all the way back there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they've pushed it back.
After E3.
It's all the way back.
Mm. It does, yeah. Good to see something, but yeah. Judas.
That's what I was going to say before.
Judas.
Follow-up to Judas would be lovely.
Oh, that got us excited as well, didn't it, the first time around?
So Judas is Ken Levine's new game, the guy that created Bioshock. Got revealed last year at the Game Awards with a very cool trailer. The game looked way further in development than just a logo on a screen.
Because it was in engine as well, wasn't it?
It was in engine. Yeah. There was dialogue. There was it's not just an idea on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it'd be good to see.
That's
something.
2K have said they're going to make. Is it a 2K game? I can't remember. I think it is, isn't it? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
No.
2K said they were going to make a fortune this year, and we know that GTA was going to be part of it, but.
Oh,
I don't know if Judas has signed up with a publisher.
That was one of my things, was Tinfoil Hats at the Ready. What if GTA is a 2025 and there's another announcement at the Game Awards from Rockstar Games or from something else 2K?
GTA 5 remastered.
Yeah, GTA Online 2.
Mirror mode.
more so just like any amount of the games that they've got in the back catalogue could get loads of remakes and job done. That's money.
Well, but the Alan Wake chaps, Remedy, you're making Max Payne 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The remix for that, I think it's too early to see those, but that would sort of tie in with some of the Rockstar stuff because that sort of blend over to Max Payne 3 because Rockstar published that. Developed Max Payne 3.
Yeah.
So
can you imagine if they were working on another game and you were working at Rockstar Games but not on GTA?
Agent.
You'd constantly just be like, just like looking agent, out the window.
There was a blog post about Agent.
There was, last week.
It was quite interesting.
Yeah.
How it was just like GTA just went, nah, we need more people.
Yeah.
And everyone went, okay.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, and then it disappeared.
That's an agent.
It sounded really cool though, because it sounded like the Bond game you've always wanted. You know, skiing down.
But now we're going to get a Bond game we've always wanted from IO.
Will that appear?
Oh,
bloody hell.
What about Indiana Jones?
Contraband, Indiana Jones. There's loads of MIA games. Perfect Dark, nah.
Nah.
Well, Perfect Dark, we were told, was a nah, as of now. So I'm not expecting anything from that.
New Tomb Raider.
Well, that remastered or anniversary collection's out next. Is it January, February time? The trilogy?
I'm not sure.
Oh, the PlayStation Originals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
You said you were going to buy a copy on the Switch or something.
Yeah, I'll buy a physical copy on the Switch because that's an absolute keep it sealed and put it on a shelf.
Because I fixed the buttons for the first one.
Yep.
Ah, go on. You look like you're going to say something.
I was going to say the actual awards, or are we not there?
I've got one more. And my last one will be the new Metro. We've not seen her in for 4A games for a long time.
Speaking of Metro, Stalker?
Stalker? We're going to see that.
We'll definitely see that.
Yeah, we'll see that. They've just released a trailer, though, haven't they?
Yeah,
it's bound to be gameplay. They could do a gameplay trailer.
They just did trailers. Yeah, true.
Man on Stage does demo. I don't know if we're still doing that.
Metro would be cool. I think... I don't know if Metro would go up against Stalker. That feels very 360 PS3 era, where like the two of the same game go up against each other.
Yeah, well, you go through this phase, don't you, where all the games are the same?
Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, talk about a showpiece. I mean, Stalker 2 looks incredible, but the guys of 4A know how to make games look very pretty.
Yes,
so, they do.
Yeah. Should we crack on with some of the awards?
I just want to put a blank space before we do.
Okay.
On, I think there will be something that none of us were expecting whatsoever.
Like blow our socks off?
Like properly bollocks are on
the Judas wall. Did that for me last year.
Yeah.
No, I think bigger than Judas though. Because we were like, ooh, yeah, that looks good. Tell us more at some point. I think this is going to be like jaw on the floor. No one was expecting that. Purely because we talked a little bit about all the announcements that have been made in the run-up to the Game Awards. And that could be a struggle for time on the show. It could be because, as I said, the media outlets are looking at the gaming industry, so now's a good time to be in the news.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I really do feel like it's going to be
stuff's
because...
Stuff's getting out of the way or something.
Yeah. I mean, Phil and Xbox going there and announcing Halo is huge.
But I think
Nintendo would do that themselves. I think they don't need help for a hardware announcement.
They don't. I suppose they don't. But... Oh, I don't know.
If it is the Switch, I mean, get the mop ready because I'm pissing myself.
His house is carpeted.
Here it is. Not downstairs, not anymore. I've got dogs now.
Oh, of course, yes.
Even if it is just, here it is. See you in March.
Like, I want to know what the new is.
Yeah. Release the piss.
As you said, as we said a few episodes ago, it's the Adams family.
Release the piss sounds like a proper indie game on Steam.
That's like a tagline for the Duke Nukem.
Yeah, release the piss.
Release the piss.
Maybe that's
imagine
the
if
new...
the Duke's back.
No, it's not world premiere anymore.
Release the piss.
Release the piss.
That's the replacement for world premiere.
Release the piss.
Ah, God. So, some awards.
Yes.
We'll just talk about the big one. Game of the Year award very quickly round the table. Which game wins it? We've got a selection of nominees. There is Baldur's Gate 3. There is... I'm just looking this up now because I've forgotten.
So I've got assumed Tears of the Kingdom.
So Baldur's Gate 3, Alan Wake 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2,
yeah.
Resident Evil 4,
Mario Wonder,
Super Mario Bros. Wonder, yeah. and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay.
Now,
cheeky Nintendo with 2-8, that's ridiculous.
No, you know.
It is.
You've come second, but that's because you've come first.
Cheeky Xbox with none in. Again.
Again.
For the 11th year running, by the way.
Mental.
Isn't it mental how many games aren't on that list? Anyway.
Yeah.
Huge.
For me, I think it's Baldur's Gate. It has to be.
I think, yeah. I'll be a little bit annoyed if it's Tears of the Kingdom.
Me too.
Me too.
I agree, Baldur's Gate 3 gets it. Not my game. I really want to play it, but I know I'll hate it if I do. But looking from the outside in at that game and the amount of hype and praise and the conversation around it, and obviously Tears of the Kingdom got all that when it came out, but it just came out of nowhere.
It blindsided the industry completely. Yeah. It started as a very bespoke game that a select group of gamers were excited uh-huh. for, and in the end, just pushed itself mainstream with nothing but very yeah. good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the license, the Dungeons & Dragons license, has had enough going for it over the last few years because of things like, well, it became huge in the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
inclusion in things like Stranger Things, so it's sort of got its tendrils out there a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that will have helped give it the leg up, but it has really sort of pushed its way into the limelight.
It deserves it.
Totally.
It absolutely deserves it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, Tears of the Kingdom, obviously, we played it, we talked about it a lot for a long time, but it's just clear that the industry's just got this... this sort of gathered together and said, everybody loves this game.
Yeah.
So
if it's not Baldur's Gate, I would like to see it be Alan Wake. I'm still yet to play it, but by all accounts, that is a very, very good game.
I'm pleased it's in the lineup because that was a late release. I'm pleased it's up for consideration
mm-hmm.
because it absolutely deserves to be, as Control was last time. So, yeah, Remedy Studios, hopefully knocking that out of the park. But if you want to have a look at the nominees for the Game Awards, and likewise, if you're going to watch the show on Thursday, let us know what your kind of favourite highlights were. We are going to do a recap show next week where we're going to record and talk about what was announced at the Game Awards. We're going to run through some of the highlights. We are going to watch it together.
Find out if I pissed on Carrick's floor.
Yeah. Mops at the ready.
Mops at the ready. But for now, that wraps this week's show. We will be back, like I say, next week. If you're not following us yet on the socials, please do. We are at Straight Up Games. That's STR8 Up Games. I've been Graham. This has been Mickey.
Bye-bye.
And this has been Carrick.
See you later.
And we'll see you next week.